So the process that I call nonviolent communication consists of an intention to contribute to our own well-being and the well-being of others compassionately. And what I mean by giving compassionately is, first of all, that whatever we do is done willingly. It's not done out of guilt or shame or fear of punishment or trying to buy love by submitting to what we think others expect us to do. No, I saw that the intention I wanted to live by and that I thought was necessary for compassionate giving was that we give solely out of the joy that comes naturally from contributing to life, our own life and the lives of others. And I organized what I was learning about this into the program that I now call nonviolent communication. And at the time, I was in private practice of psychology. So in my private practice, people were coming to me because of depression. Children were sent to me because they were having problems in school. And couples were coming to me because of marital problems. And I found that this process that I was putting together was much more effective as a healing tool for people than the way I had been taught to do psychotherapy at the university. And at first I was shocked by this because it was so different than how I had been trained to analyze people and provide psychotherapy. It seemed too simple to just show them how some different ways of behaving, different ways of thinking, communicating, using power, how quickly this could correct problems that were taking me months and not getting the same result. But then when I really saw the power that the program had, I also saw that the way I was offering it to people was not the way that I saw one I wanted to continue, because by offering it in a private practice as a psychologist, the people who were coming to me were defining that there was something wrong with them, something mentally ill about them, for which they needed healing. And I was seeing more and more how that very concept of mental illness was a destructive concept, because it implied something was wrong with people that needed fixing. And that very concept, as I'll talk about in subsequent sessions, I see gets in the way of people's evolution and human development. So I wanted to offer what I was finding very valuable in some way other than through private practice of psychology. Well, how to do that? I didn't have any real idea at the time. But I started to talk to people who had found it helpful when they had come to me and ask for their support and how we could get this out to people that might benefit by it. So people who had come to me and benefited by the process would invite others that they thought would invite it. And the next thing I knew, I was traveling around the United States because word spreads, and people that I had helped in one community to learn the process and apply it in their lives would tell people that they knew in other communities. And before I knew it, I was spending much of my life traveling around the United States to different groups of people who were wanting me to share the process with them. In those days, many of the people were concerned with racial relationships. They were seeing the cost of racism and wanted to know how nonviolent communication could be supportive in, first of all, helping people liberate themselves from the kind of thinking and cultural learning that contributed to racism. And I was working on that issue with people in many states in the United States, particularly the southern states, because at that time our country was going through desegregation in the schools, and many problems were occurring, and so people were finding nonviolent communication very helpful, both in transforming racist kinds of thinking into thinking which was more respectful of differences, and it also helped reconcile warring groups within communities on this subject. Then when the word got around about how valuable nonviolent communication was with dealing with racism, I began to be invited to work with people who are concerned about sexism. And here again, found that the process was very helpful in the work that the people were doing in that area.